viewer discretion is advised.
All right, welcome to the ENG podcast. This your boy Big Baby.
This your boy E.
And today we're going to be talking about pretty much Endgame. Both of us just watched this movie. And
it's the best movie, best Avengers movie made so far. Well, best Avengers movie, period. I gotta say,
I agree with that.
It's just so fucking dope. You can't really get mad with nothing that was in the movie.
Cause I really do agree with that.
The opening scene was dope, even though Iron Man was all sickly and dying. You're like, yeah, then super space bitch come out of nowhere. Came out of nowhere to save everybody, but where the fuck is she been?
Alright, so let's start from the beginning. Alright, me personally, I had nothing but negative opinions about this movie. I prevented myself from watching this movie because I hated Infinity War. I really hated that trash ass movie.
But it took a failing movie like Infinity War to bring out a good movie. Really? Look at all the Iron Mans. The first one was great. The third one was okay. The second one was okay. The third one just sucked. But Endgame, it went from Avengers. Well, you know, Civil War set up everything else. Infinity War just was trash. From start to finish, it was trash. It was just like nobody really cared. Cap really didn't get.
Yeah,
Cap was getting off.
Gonna be 100% honest. I liked nothing. I mean nothing. No. The first 10 minutes of Infinity War was good.
Oh, just like you said about Thor, the original.
The first 10 minutes was good. Well, Hulk got that ultra combo, that killing instinct ultra combo. That shit was off the chain. But
what about the bomb bag?
Man, that
the bomb bag.
Infinity War went from oh shit to oh shit. I mean, it really did.
It just went and said, oh, okay. But come on now, you can't really get mad. It set it up for a better movie.
And after watching Endgame, I agree with that.
The Endgame was a shit from start to finish. So it was like,
let's take it back to the beginning of Endgame. Alright, the movie started out. My boy Iron Man in space. My boy looking like sick.
Like crackhead?
Yeah, he looking straight Ethiopian, National Geographic sick. I mean, I was rolling watching this dude. I tell you, this shit was hilarious to me. The shit was so bad, I was like, damn, somebody feed. Like, whoever did those special effects for that shit.
Did it right. They said, get this nigga a sandwich.
Robert Downey Jr. was looking bad. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. It's a shitload of spoilers. But a billion people watch this fucking movie, so it doesn't matter if it's spoilers or not right about now. If you didn't see it, then basically, fuck you. This is our opinion, and yours don't matter. But
yeah,
what else you gotta say about the movie before I
go? Well, hold on. You talking about the opening scene when she bring the ship down? Everybody's now when he was yelling at Cap, you said we'll fight together and we'll lose together. Where were you at? First off, bitch, you could have called him in Infinity War, but you didn't. Second thing is, if y'all go fight together, you should have called him. If you just go and die together, you still should have called him. You sus were in space. You lost a kid. You lost Dr. Strange. Well, Dr. Strange kind of gave everything away for the end game. And, you know. But when he got on Earth and he was yelling at Cap and he fell, I couldn't get. Listen, when he took that thing off his chest, when he fell, I laughed my ass off. I laughed. I know it's like there's people like that for real, but I laughed my ass off. I'm like, I laughed my motherfucker out. He was so sickly and it looked so nasty, but it was so real. Like, come on. He looked like he was actually fucking dying. It was just gross. It was fucking gross.
And then the more you watch it, it was getting like more into the movie. Like, as soon as the movie started, I was like, what the fuck? Because they found Thanos. As soon as they showed him, like, Thanos got, like, the... you seen the scary movies with Hanson with the strong hand. That's how Thanos was looking. Like, this is strong hand. And then he was limping and shit in the house and shit. And they came and jumped Thanos like some bitches. But
first off, they thought he was still powerful. So second off, they went in there like the whole bunch of niggas. First off, the toughest nigga went first. Got slid. Well, they weren't really a slid. They was choking the shit out of him. Man had no arm. They holding his arm apart.
Yeah, they went and jumped the man. I mean, what kind of people? My man was out there smelling flowers and shit. And then they want to come jumping him. It's like, who does that shit?
Bitches.
And then they hold him down. And Thor chopped the man's head off.
Yeah. What did you do that for? I went for the head. Yeah. Oh, you could have did that a whole movie ago, my nigga. You could just... No, you waste time.
I mean, Thor was savage. At the beginning of that movie, Thor was savage.
Oh, yeah. He fucked up.
And then...
5 years later.
After that, I mean... After they do that, now they find out that the stones are gone. Like, Thanos destroyed the stones.
That's why he was weak. He was just nasty looking. Him and Iron Man are basically the same person. Like, they both look nasty. They're both looking gross. Thanos is looking like a half-drawn nutsack.
That's when my boy Ant-Man comes back.
Nah, he came back, luckily, by that rat. That rat was the true MVP of the movie. Nah. The rat was the MVP, because without...
I got to get MVP to my boy Hawkeye.
That is true, but and that rat would never let Ant-Man out. Guess what would happen? Absolutely nothing.
You're right about that.
Absolutely got everything.
But I still give it to Hawkeye.
Well, if we ain't gonna get on that right now, Hawkeye was true MVP. Notice, so, this nigga ran miles. This nigga got sleepy. But
this way, the movie gets kind of fucked up. Alright, these motherfuckers comes to Iron Man and basically telling him to sacrifice everything. I mean, this man has his whole family, everybody else's family dead. Captain America, it's like, you're not missing nobody. You already 100
or something. He's already dead, so...
Yeah, you already 100 or something years old, so what the fuck you gotta worry about? And it's like, the only person had something to lose was Iron Man, so Iron Man was not with it at all.
I'm mad that he came back, though.
I forgot what happened that made him do it.
He found out. He solved the problem. He solved the problem. Because, look, first off, before we get into
Sorry-ass Hulk. Yeah, they went to Hulk.
Sorry-ass Hulk. Oh, we finally got Professor Hulk, the bitches of the Hulks. Oh, I went in the lab for 18 months, and I got the mind and the strength and one body. It should have been the reverse.
Yeah, that shit was stupid.
Hulk should just left Hulk alone. Savage Hulk, I miss Savage Hulk. R.I.P. Savage Hulk. Hashtag R.I.P. Savage Hulk. Man. Look, they said only like three characters died. No, Savage Hulk died. Savage Hulk died in all our images. Hulk died in all our images. You can't bring Hulk back anymore. Y'all fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, the way he looked was terrible. Everything.
Ruffalo killed Hulk.
He was like super small.
Mark Ruffalo killed Hulk. I'm sorry.
But
Ant-Man.
Back to it. They found Ant-Man came with the Pym Particle. Going through time and shit. Explained to him. And.
He came back old.
Hulk kind of figured it out.
No, he came back. No, there's. Put. How Iron Man said is you're passing time through Ant-Man, not Ant-Man through time.
Right.
So Ant-Man was getting older, younger, and all that other bullshit. They fucked up. So when Captain America went outside, Iron Man was rolling up in his nice ass cup.
Yeah, it was.
Then Natasha went to go get Hawkeye, killing all these Asian motherfuckers.
Yeah, because Hawkeye was
savage.
Yeah, he was savage.
Hawkeye was savage.
I'm telling you, if you didn't watch the movie, if you're probably the
dumbest person on earth.
Seven people in the world that didn't watch the movie.
Yeah. because the movie was great anyway.
Now, well, we'll talk about that later. I'm not gonna say that. So, back on subject, they go back in time. Blah blah blah.
We see Savage Hulk.
And this is where all the movies come into play. All the
Thor Dark World, Avengers.
Yeah, Thor Dark World.
Avengers.
Captain America. Yeah, the first Avenger movie we see, man. Guardians of the Galaxy, the first movie. Mm-hmm. I mean, all these come into play
in Infinity War.
But I'm not gonna go too far in it. But
Gamora was the name.
When I say the shit worked Gamora. Perfect, it worked perfect.
Gamora. But Nebula was a liability.
I'm actually happy with Gamora being dead.
Nebula was a liability. Nebula was a liability. You know.
Nebula was the liability of the movie. She was that.
Nebula sucked because she was a liability. She got Thanos to the floor. She fucked up.
I agree.
But I do gotta agree with Rocket on one thing. He said, "You're just the smartest man on Earth."
Man, I love that part.
Rocket?
Yeah, he had to give it to Tony Stark.
Yes. Thick Thor? Now, Thick Thor was fucking awesome.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, my boy had the Viking beard, all that shit. Yeah, that shit was cool.
Alright, Gork.
But we gonna fast forward. They went back in time. They got all of the stones again.
Hold on. Hulk bitch ass got knocked out by the ancient one.
You have to start a sentence.
Hulk bitch ass got knocked out by the ancient one. Hold on. Hulk bitch ass got knocked out by the ancient one. Hulk bitch ass got knocked out by the ancient one.
Yeah, we gonna have to. This is family show.
Fuck that. This is God talk, bitch. I'm Stephen A. Smith, this show. Fuck that. Fuck you. Fuck everything. Too good at this fucking shit. Fuck Infinity War. Really? Yo, beat that one? You don't even fucking like it. What the fuck? They say for kids. For the kids. Nah, but there was one Easter egg. It was about when Corey was getting yelled at by a little troll on Fortnite. I'm mad that they were playing Fortnite.
Yeah, I saw that.
I fucking hate Fortnite. Yeah, got to fuck through. Nope. You better not press that motherfucking button. Thor, since we didn't get to see a troll in any Thor movie, I'm glad we got a little troll in a way, which is awesome. But Thor was not with the whole plan because he said, "It's over, it's done, we can't do nothing about it. Infinity Stones are gone."
True.
But Thor said, "Fuck it, I'm going to live life." Fuck, man!
But the thing I am happy about, Thor got his hammer back.
Well, man. For a little bit. But Captain America got the hammer and went off with that bitch.
Yeah, he did.
Press the motherfucking button.
I will press the button. Fuck the button. Fuck you in that button.
Joe Budden. Yeah, motherfucking Joe Budden. Fuck the Joe Budden button.
The way the movie was set up, it was set up so nice that. And what I saw with Thanos, that's what I wanted to see in Infinity War. That's the Thanos I wanted to see in Infinity War. The way he was like just chilling. He was just chilling.
He said, what are you finna do? I'm finna sit and wait. What the fuck? Nigga, you finna do what now? You finna sit and motherfucking wait? You finna sit and motherfucking wait on these niggas. Thor said, you know it's a trap, right? Yeah. This thing called down Stormbringer, and I'm like, this nigga got beastly. His hair turned, his dreadlocks got into a ponytail, his beard got all lonely pony. I'm like, oh, I'm finna get off in this bitch.
Yeah, it got off. It got off.
I mean, that walk, I'm sorry, they did the One Piece walk. When they walk and the music just hit, they surround this nigga.
Whoa.
You need to smoke something.
But, man, when I say that, that just before the big fight, the pre-fight was so good.
Yes.
Because when I say Thanos was just chilling, and yes, they thought they were going to, like, I don't know what they were thinking. But when they went down there, Thanos did not. Thanos gave him the blues. Thanos was not playing.
Thanos getting in that ass. Thanos was whooping their ass. Now, they all had their own moments with fighting his ass. But Thanos got into each one of their ass individually. Man. He knocked out Iron Man. He knocked the fuck out of Iron Man. Iron Man got his ass knocked out. Yeah, spinning backfist. No, but Thor got his ass beat when he threw. Now Thor's getting his ass with both those hammers.
Yeah, he gave Thor the business. And then when Cap picked that hammer up, man,
he said, "I knew it." Wow.
When I say Cap got off for a good 5 seconds.
No, it was a good 5 minutes. Cap got it.
I mean, he straight went. He went KO Ken on that.
He said KO Ken times 10 on that ass.
Yeah, he went KO Ken. Hey, he went in so hard on Thanos. Thanos had to like regroup.
This nigga get his left hand whooping my ass.
Was like, oh, I mean,
he threw the hammer. No, he threw the shield and threw the hammer because it bounced off the shield. I'm like, how the fuck does this nigga do this?
He would get though.
This nigga, that shield does not care about the laws of gravity at all. The hammer did not give a damn. All I know is when he threw that thunder at his ass, I said, damn.
Bro, man, that was
awesome. Damn, Captain America. You didn't go so, why can't you be so savage all movie? You need to be that savage.
Hey, it got so bad, once Thanos got himself together, he went to tear that shield up.
He said, fuck you, fuck shield, fuck your life. Oh shit, my shield breaking,
Cap was scared.
He brought the shield, he didn't know that shield can break. Man. Thanos came down with force on that ass.
Yes, Thanos was not playing in this movie. Like, it really is the Thanos we wanted to see in Infinity War.
Not all this build up to a bitch ass nigga want to sit back and not do shit. Oh, I'm gonna take off my armor and go take these niggas up. No, that was soft. That was a bitch move.
And then Thanos stepped back and got his crew together. And next thing you know, hey, everybody started coming back.
Hey, they said, this is Wakanda. Ubaba! Oh. I wish Killmonger would have came back and said Captain Black. You know, said Black Panther, but you know, we got Black Panther.
I mean, but he was dead before the snap.
I know.
They only brought back everybody that Thanos killed with the snap. So Vision didn't come back.
No one cares.
Yeah, no one cares about Vision.
But the trash of sacrifice did make everything happen. Black Widow. Her death risk was meaningless to me. She was just a bitch character.
Honestly, I thought I was gonna be mad about her death.
No.
But I really wasn't.
I was mad about the death of Savage Hulk. Because, Mark Ruffalo, you fucked up. You fucked up, man.
Yeah, he messed that up.
You fucked up.
It was.
He didn't fight. He didn't do shit. He was just. After he injured his arm, he was useless as fuck.
Yeah, it was
nothing. Did I do it? Yeah, my wife was called. Did I do it? Huh? Trying to be a fat kid loving cake. Shut up. I don't give a damn about you. I'm glad you was out the movie.
But when I say Hawkeye was like Batman of the movie, man, he got off.
That nigga was running for miles. I mean, miles. Oh, man.
It's so much more we can say about the movie. But because we like jumping scenes and shit.
Yeah, it was just when Captain Marvel came down and just threw a ship. First off, how the hell you didn't know about the call the entire time?
Yeah, because everybody started getting off. Like, they had a segment again where all the women got off for some apparent reason. They tried
to empower the women. Hey, come on now.
They tried to empower the yeah.
How are we going to get through this? We got this bitch bet.
Yeah, they said we got this.
Now, only woman that really had the shit was the Dormilaje.
Yeah, they got off.
Now, Gwyneth Paltrow got off in her armor. Pepper Potts, if nobody know her real damn name. Pepper got off. But yeah, she her armor was dope.
Now, I didn't see. I always wanted to see the proton cannon in the movie, and I got close to it.
Thor,
was satisfied. When Thor hit Iron Man
with that lightning,
in the back. Man, Iron Man hit that old so hard with that shit.
He said, fuck!
Man, all he needed was the proton cannon just to appear out of nowhere like it do in the video games. Man, that would have been off the chain to me.
Oh, man.
Honestly, if I would have saw that, it would have been like, movie over. I'm good.
I bust my nut. I'm going to sleep now.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, you still here? Nah, I'm okay.
And when I say Spider-Man, his small scenes were so good in this movie.
That's arguable.
It makes me want to watch the next movie.
What's the start? They said we were gone for 5 years, but it felt like it was just yesterday. Let's start. Okay, how many times can you say Mr. Stark in one movie? There should be a drinking game for every time he say Mr. Stark in a movie.
And what else? My boy Black Panther got off.
Well, not really. All he did was run to.
Yeah, my boy got off. I mean, he played a little football. They used the black man to play football with the color.
Well, the running back was already fucking tired.
Yeah. Well, Hawkeye. He was MVP. I don't care what no one said. Hawkeye was the MVP. If this was Dragon Balls, he would be Android 16. 17. Yeah, 17.
No one cares about 16. No one cares about
16. 16 whoop Krillin has.
No, he wouldn't. But nobody whooped Krillin.
But that's no hit over there. We'll talk about that in another podcast. But, I mean, he was the MVP. Hawkeye was the MVP.
Hey, I like the joke. Hold on.
When the portal opened, it's like all the black characters just start coming.
All the black. Wow, that's really racist. You did not care about the wizards
coming.
I'm
just being for real.
So, Doctor Strange brought out everybody anyway.
No, before Doctor Strange came out.
Oh, Falcon. On your left.
Before Doctor Strange came out, you had Falcon, you had Black Panther. I was like, hey, I hit the Lion King when he came out. I was like, the king has returned. Had to hit Rafiki on.
Really, he came in and didn't do shit with his love.
He didn't do shit. Okay. But
they went to war.
That's the point.
They went to war on a small ass. Well, Thanos blew the fuck out of
it. Man, Thanos did not care. I thought Thanos was going
to
get scared.
No, he got scared of Captain Marvel. He hit Captain Marvel 7 times. He had to put the Power Stone in his hand to get a dent in that bitch. That bitch was stubborn. She was on period.
When she
that
was
day.
Coming through the atmosphere, when I say everything stopped for her,
who the fuck is this bitch? That's like a new bitch at the job. Oh, I'm gonna change everything. Who the fuck is this bitch? Fuck her. Got her ass down. Didn't do shit. All I know. Thanos hit this bitch so hard with that power stone, she went flying. I'm like, I was happy as shit.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, you wouldn't know. For the record, people, I don't agree with hitting women. But when Thanos hit her, I was like, beat that bitch.
Yes. Show her who she ain't that powerful. Show her that she was still soft. Nah, but when Captain America and Thor was hitting their combos, throwing their hammers back and forth.
I mean, Thanos came so hard in that movie, you actually rooted for the bad guy. I'm not gonna lie.
Like when Captain America and Thor were switching hammers, he said, no, you get the small one. I was like, damn, really? Like, you get me a mirror back for like 2 seconds and you said, fuck it?
Alright, and once everything was over...
Nah.
But you get to the end, it started to get a little sad again. Yeah, but I was satisfied
Thanos tried to snap those fingers again. I am inedible. I can't say the fucking word. What
inedible.
The fuck? Inedible? I'm a nigga. Come on.
Don't.
Now say it. How the fuck? Inedible.
Inevitable.
All right, inevitable. When you try to say that damn word, inevitable. I can't say it. I'm a nigga. Fuck that word. Fuck it. I'm a nigga today. Might sound white, but I'm black. I'm gonna say that. But when he tried to do that snap, his face of disappointment was awesome.
Yeah, when he stole.
He said, "I'm about to bust a." Never mind. Nope. Oh shit. Oh, pre-coming ass thought he was finna get it.
To me, after watching this movie, I want to see what they're gonna do with the rest of the movies, because
when you take out Cap and Iron Man, what do you got? First off,
it's not even that.
When you take out Iron Man, here.
Well, I was ready for him to go. He's too old.
I'm just saying his
Robert Downey Jr. is 127 years old.
But I'm saying when he said, "I have inevitable."
Yeah, stop saying it.
I'm not gonna stop saying it. I'm gonna keep fucking up that word till I get it right. This, I'm gonna use my black ebonics all day. Fuck you. Any problems? When he said, "I am Iron Man," and did that snap, I'm like, fuck. That took it back to 2008. I was fucked. I was like, damn. And this nigga was not. I'm mad that he died. I'm still.
Yeah, everybody had a Cap catchphrase. He's like, "I'm Iron Man." My boy Captain America said, "I could do this all day." I mean, it was off the chain. Movie was off the chain.
I'm just saying. When he said, "I'm Iron Man," and did that snap, I'm like, damn. Well, that's when you know he was finna die. Even though it was foreshadowed, because he was always holding that hand in every movie.
It did. Yeah.
It was foreshadowed. He was always holding that one hand. It was always hurting. Damn. When they did, I'm like, no.
What I was saying about the movies, it's like, by Captain America going back.
He made another timeline.
Yeah, he pretty much made another timeline.
And they ain't gonna do shit with it.
What's the lady from Doctor Strange, how she explained it to...
When you break off, that original timeline's going to be there, but it's going to make another timeline.
Right.
So basically if this MCU was the 616, that timeline would be the ultimate timeline. It would be the 1610.
Right.
Like that one. But he also went full circle, which was awesome. He got old. He gave...
But sorry, it takes forever for him to get old. So how long was he like really there?
He went back. I want to say he went
Did
back.
Did he not take the serum?
No, he took the serum. They showed that he was still using. He still had the serum. He went back like right after he went in the ice, basically. So he was there with Peggy dancing, but which is nasty because he made out with her daughter, or her granddaughter.
That's not here nor there.
He kept it in the family.
That's not here.
About redneck. It's redneck shit.
Nah, it's not nasty, because he did it in another timeline.
No, it's still nasty. He piped them both.
He piped them both. So?
Like, when he looked at this little girl and scroll up, when he looked at this little girl, he said, "I already been inside your ass." That's not that pedophile shit?
Hey.
That's not no R. Kelly shit?
I'm not getting into that.
It's nasty.
I'm not going
to get nasty. Into that right now. Nasty. He's just nasty. He said, nigga again. He says his name.
He gave the shield
to Falcon.
To Falcon.
But did you not see that Bucky said, you should go.
No one cares about, let's be for real, no one cares about Falcon. No one cares about, I'm the Black Iron Man. No one cares about Brody. Let's be for real. So it's over with them. No one cares about
him. No one cares about Don Cheadle. Even though he's piping the strongest woman in the world. Nobody seen the scene. I did.
I'm gonna have to go back and watch it. His
little moment of when they said they're not gonna be able to see each other for a while. He was mad he couldn't see his woman. They had a first interracial couple on there, and they wouldn't even share a scene together. I mean, they might have a baby loose neck, but it's gonna be a powerful ass loose neck baby. I can't wait to see what they do with that.
But overall, to me, it is in the top five movies.
It's number three.
I say number three.
Winter Soldier is holding that one.
All right. Winter Soldier is still number one. To me, Winter Soldier was put together so good.
That
that's still my top. It's nothing bad you can say about Winter Soldier. And then, I'm not gonna lie, I might be being biased.
Oh, pro-black.
But I put Black Panther at number two.
This is true. I'm gonna let you have that.
And then I will put Endgame at three. Now, they can flip-flop depending on how I'm feeling. But right now, I'm being biased.
Why? Okay. Tell me why is it at your top? Because Michael B. Jordan really made the movie? Or did T'Challa make the movie?
I mean, the movie was good. Black Panther was off the chain.
But who made the movie better?
To me, every actor in that movie was good, but Chadwick Boseman was the worst actor in the movie.
It's true. Because I am the king.
I think everybody was better than him. But that's not saying he was bad. He was good. It's just everybody else was better.
He preferred everybody else. But, full circle, Endgame was the shit! Endgame was the shit. I'm mad as fuck. I broke a tear to my eye watching Iron Man die. I cried like Pepper Potts.
I was satisfied.
I said, you know what? I get it. But now his daughter get to grow up with no daddy, which is fucked up because the Avengers brought him in there. And Iron Man should have made Captain America own up to making him die. It was Captain America's fault, honestly.
I was satisfied with it.
Yeah, you were satisfied. I was, honestly, I did not care. I'm going to say it one more time. I did not care a Black Widow dying.
I just want to see what's going to happen with this new phase. Now that Stan Lee's gone.
The Russo brothers are gone.
No, the Russo brothers are gone.
Well, they probably gonna have a good director.
Look at
what Taika Waititi did. Or whatever the damn thing is. I can't. With Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
That movie was okay.
No, it was Thor Ragnarok, my bad.
Thor Ragnarok was straight.
Thor Ragnarok.
Even though it was Planet Hulk, but
shut up.
Whatever. But it
Valkyrie
was
the shit.
Yeah, she was.
Valkyrie sexy.
Beautiful. Too bad she's gay.
No, she's not. In real life?
Yeah. She goes with Janelle Monáe.
What? Janelle Monáe gay? Oh yeah.
Damn. Yeah. Wow, these bitches are gay.
Well, I feel like Kiki Palmer's still available. Somewhere. Even though I got my white woman, I'm happy. Got my white woman.
Yeah, you look okay.
Hey. It's 2019, nigga. Got my white woman. Got my red nigga. Yeah. Anyway, I'm finna be done with this shit. We talked about Endgame. Endgame was the shit. Can't really say nothing. Now, this Spider-Man Far From Home better be dope. Because if it's not, Phase 4 is going to be a bullshit run.
And I think they start off Phase 4 with Spider-Man.
No. Phase 4 ends with Spider-Man Far From Home. Phase 3 ends. Phase 4 begins with some other movie. I don't know. All I know is that Doctor Strange 2 need to be dope.
It better be.
That Black Panther 2 need to be dope. They need to bounce back with Captain Marvel, because Captain Marvel, I feel like that movie sucked, because that's like the end of my list. That's number 8.
I'm going to be honest. I didn't watch it yet.
What? You like how Nick Fury lost his eye? I'm gonna give you a big spoiler. He lost it by a cat.
Yeah.
Pussy ass cat. Oh, pussy ass. Oh, motherfucker, I lost my eye by a cat. Yes, that's Samuel Jackson lost his eye by a cat. But I'm finna be done with this. I'm finna say it. It's EMG finna be signing off in a minute. You don't like it?
It doesn't matter. It was our opinion.
Hold on, I'm gonna do the rock. It doesn't matter if you liked it, bitch.
So this your boy Big Baby.
This your boy E.
And this is ENG Media.
Signing off once again.
And we'll see y'all next week.
Motherfucker.